From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Israel is easing its blockade of Gaza. Israeli Foreign Ministry official Yossi Gal released a revised list of goods that will not be allowed in.
Those items that are liable to be used alongside with their civilian purposes for either the development, the production, the installation or enhancement of military capabilities and terrorist capacities.
But Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad says the new rules are still too restrictive.
The effort to lift the siege on Gaza should be stepped up, that this should be done in the context of the framework of the 2005 Agreement on Movement and Access.
The blockade is expected to be on the agenda tomorrow when President Obama meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. Tar balls from the BP oil spill have washed up on the beaches of Galveston, Texas, but the mayor there says the water is still safe. The coastal areas now affected by the spill stretch 550 miles from Texas to the Florida Panhandle. Meanwhile, federal officials have extended a fishing ban in the Gulf. NPR's John Hamilton reports it's intended to ensure that seafood from the Gulf isn't contaminated with oil.
Officials extended the ban as shifting winds and currents pushed oil west toward the waters south of Vermilion Bay, Louisiana. The ban extends east nearly to Apalachicola Bay along the Florida Panhandle. About 81,000 square miles of Gulf waters are now off limits to fishermen. Fish containing large amounts of oil can make you sick, but the ban is also meant to protect consumers from tainted fish, which may taste bad even though they are safe to eat. Before the Deepwater Horizon spill, the Gulf was producing more than 1 billion pounds of seafood a year. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Friday's disappointing report on job growth in the United States is stoking fears of a global economic slowdown. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports it's evident on world markets today.
The financial markets were closed in the United States because of the holiday, but stock prices fell to their lowest levels in 6 weeks in Europe. Investors were worried about Friday's report from the Labor Department, saying private sector job growth in the U.S. was relatively weak in June. At the same time, there are signs that China's economic growth isn't quite as red hot as it was. Data released over the weekend suggested that manufacturing activity in that country has slowed somewhat, though it remains strong. And Premier Wen Jiabao said the country faces dilemmas because of economic weakness around the world. Stock prices have fallen sharply this year in the wake of the European debt crisis, and fears of a global slowdown are now adding to those worries. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
When Wall Street opens for business tomorrow, the Dow opens at 9686. This is NPR. A new study in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine finds American children see fewer television ads for cookies, candy, and soda these days. But as NPR's April Fulton reports, they're seeing more ads for fast food.
Kids watch a lot of TV, more than 3 hours a day on average. And during that time, they are targeted by commercials for food products filled with salt, sugar, and fat. But after a voluntary agreement among the food industry in 2006, they are somewhat less bombarded than they used to be. A new study of children aged 2 to 5 shows the number of fast food ads they see in a day dropped from more than 13 in 2004 to 11 by 2007. The numbers dropped less dramatically in the 6 to 11-year-old crowd and went up slightly among teen viewers. Fewer sweets and beverage ads were seen among all age groups, but fast food ads increased as kids got older. Among young teens, fast food ads jumped 20%. One beverage kids saw more on TV, bottled water. April Fulton, NPR News.
Authorities in Iceland have exhumed the body of chess champion Bobby Fischer to collect DNA evidence for a paternity suit. Fischer died in Iceland more than 2 years ago. A Filipino woman says he's the father of her 9-year-old daughter. Fischer was a fugitive from the U.S. in the final years of his life for defying international sanctions against the former Yugoslavia. He did not leave a will. Buckingham Palace says the cost of supporting Britain's royal family has declined. The new accounting says the monarchy cost $55 million last year. That's less than a dollar for every British citizen. Queen Elizabeth visits New York City tomorrow. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.